Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast, a podcast all about beauty and the world of influencing.
You right?
Yes. Yes, I'm all right.
Okay.
Are you going to introduce yourself?
Oh, I do. It's been so long. I actually forgot how we do this. Look, we're back for season 3 or 4. I can't even remember what season it is.
It's 4. A season.
It's yeah, a 4 season.
Or 3.
3 or 4. And I'm James Welsh.
Yeah, and I'm Robert Welsh. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome back. Listen, we are doing now a twice monthly podcast. It's realistic for us, you know.
Yeah, it's better for you. It's better for me. It's better for everyone.
Yeah, it's better for you, for me, and everyone involved. But we have some really lovely topics for you this season. We've actually planned a whole season, and we'll be recording a whole season, so we don't miss deadlines. You're going to get one every 2 weeks. Listen, you're going to love it.
You're going to love it. People have changed. We change.
Just as another side note.
Yeah.
Like, oh, actually, let's just get straight into it. This is not the topic we're talking about today, but I don't watch Love Island, but there's a really interesting documentary on Channel 4 that I'm just halfway through about the realities of Love Island and being an influencer after Love Island. And they're interviewing like the people who have really made it, the people who haven't made it, and like kind of like the harsh realities of becoming an influencer. And it's really, really interesting because I think a lot of people think you go on Love Island and then you come out and you've got all these $1 million contracts. And that's just
no,
not the
only
case.
A few of them do, and they're all on the same shows over and over again. It's so annoying.
Well, that's what they're saying. They're saying like a lot of them kind of go into like this reality competition star to again another reality star pipeline.
Yeah, exactly.
So a lot of them are like made in Chelsea, and the only way is Essex. Some of them are on as well, and then they go and then they just go on other reality competition shows.
Oh,
I know. And I was watching one, the first girl that they talked to, she made something like £4,000 in a month coming off Love Island and then had to go back to her old job. And she had like a viral moment. Like she was one of the more popular contestants.
Oh, that must be strange.
Yeah, I guess it depends what you go in for, because another man was like, I want a law degree. I went in knowing I want a law degree. I came out just wanting to carry on my law degree. But I think the more popular it got, more people went in wanting to come out as influencers worth millions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it doesn't work for everyone. I think like, you know, we see loads of people are in the public eye, but it doesn't mean people like them.
And I think because are so many influencers, and there was over 200 Love Island contestants so far. I think because there are so many influencers, I think a lot of people think it's easy to do and easy to get that attention, and that people are going to want to be influenced by them. But it's not always the case. I found it very interesting.
What's it called? You don't know.
It's on Channel 4. I don't know. Love Island Aftermath.
Aftermath. Love Island X on the beach. Celebrities go dating. Celebrity eating.
Yeah, that's the one.
Well,
what else? Have you been up to anything?
Do you know what? I can't even. Yeah, I guess like everything. Christmas happened when we've been gone.
Oh,
New
are we going
Year
that
happened
far
when
back?
We've been gone. Yeah, we finished in November, right? Last year, I think.
True.
So a lot has happened, but at the same time, I can't think of anything.
It's just been the usual carries on, hasn't it? Oh, by the time this podcast comes out, we would have been to Downing Street.
Oh, really? Yes. So we would have been to number 10, where the guy who owns England lives.
Where the UK Prime Minister lives. Our president.
Our president.
We're not allowed to take our phones in or anything.
Yeah, we're not allowed to take our phones in, but we're going because we did some... it doesn't work because we didn't get paid, which we didn't want to, but it's for the British Beauty Council. And it was just talking, we were being filmed because they wanted to show like kids in school who are doing their like GCSEs, which is what, like, I don't know what that is in any other country equivalent, but it was like the different routes you can go in beauty. Like, it doesn't have to be an influencer or a hairdresser or a makeup artist. It can be like, you know,
Chemist.
Toxicologist. Statistic person. Yeah.
Statistics.
So that's quite cool. It was, yeah. Who was in it? Jamie Genevieve was in that as well.
Mm. Plastic Boy.
Gary, the Plastic Boy. And there was there someone else?
I can't remember, honestly. They showed us the video and it was a long time ago. We filmed it ages ago, didn't we?
Ages ago. Yeah. So we would have seen that.
Yes, that would be cool. But Robert, listen, more importantly, is there anything you've been loving? You've had a long time to love stuff.
Absolutely. I'm going to start with something a little bit luxury. Ooh. Kicking off this year, because don't we all? I was very kindly gifted this. I don't think I would purchase it myself, I have to be honest, but I do really like it. It's the By Terry. The brand is By Terry. Quite high-end. I didn't realise quite how high-end they are. And it's called Eclat Opulence.
Oh, you make it sound so lux.
Eclat. And it's like this. It was what I was wearing when we went to meet our management. And you were like, oh, your skin looks really nice. Ooh, and it's this foundation. Nice. Yeah, it's this foundation that just kind of like, it feels matte when it goes on. It's very sheer, but it has like the most natural finish. And it's just really, really nice. The shades are very vague. And the person who... I basically got to go like shopping in Space NK and grab whatever I wanted. It was it was so good. And the artist who was like the By Terry representative was like, oh, the shades will suit your skin tone. I was like, there's no way, because this looks really light. And I put it on, it was absolutely fine. It's a very strange formula, but it is really, really nice. Again, I wouldn't buy it myself because I think it's over £100.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but it's a good size tub and you literally need the smallest amount. But if you ever want to indulge yourself in something luxury, I would recommend that one. If you're looking for a luxury foundation. I feel like foundations is something you don't have to spend much money on, but when you do, it goes really right. You know what I mean?
Like, it's mostly worth the money the majority of the time.
Yeah, yeah. And if you wear it every day, like, you know, it's like buying a good coat.
Yes, buy yourself a good jacket.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Listen, James, talking about Eclat.
Yeah.
Is there... is there anything you've been loving recently?
No, I'm going the other end to you. I'm actually going budget drugstore affordable. This is the Elf Skin Pure Skin Toner. Listen, yeah. I did recently do a sponsorship with them, but this is, of course, out of the sponsorship. Because I'll be honest, I didn't like Elf skincare in the sense that I didn't really pay any attention because I don't trust the makeup to skincare pipeline. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't necessarily think. I also think they just do it as an add-on. Like, oh, we may as well just do skincare and get some white label shit and put it in a tube.
Yeah,
but Elf stuff is really, really good. And this is just like a really soothing toner with oat milk, aloe juice, and niacinamide. So it's soothing, brightening, and healing. And it's just like a nice, thick, watery toner that my skin's just been loving. It's really, really... I don't know how much it is. 50p?
What did I have from them? Yeah. I had a cleanser from them.
Was it white?
Was it a mask? It was a mask in a yellow... Ah, oh, what was it? And I used it all the time.
Almost clear plastic yellow.
Yeah, like a yellow clear plastic. And it was so good. And I went through three of them. They sent it to me and I kept buying them. And then I kept thinking, oh, I need to buy another one. And I forgot. Probably, there's probably better I did forget because I don't need anything else. But it was really good. Elf is an underrated brand.
Yeah, I do find like either I love their products or I don't like it. Like the moisturizer from the Pure Skin is like one of those moisturizers you put on. It makes you feel like you're sweating.
Oh, I hate those.
Yeah,
I get that with a lot of stuff. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's too rich for my skin, but I just feel like I'm, like you said, sweating it out.
Yeah.
But I like, do you know what? I don't think I've had any issue with e.l.f. products before. They do a really nice black lip gloss, which is from their Cookies and Cream collection. But they also do their party primers, their vitamin C one, which is really nice. And if you don't like the kind of thickness of their original putty primers, the vitamin C one seems more, I guess, like watery in a way. And it just sits, it's really, really nice. It's one of my, I have it here, it's one of my like go-to primers.
Oh, cool. Well, tell you what, Robert, let's take a quick break and then we'll get into today's subject.
Oh, that'll be a nice time.
Yeah, ready and advert go.
Go.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
And we're back. Hi, Robert. Listen, when this episode comes out, it will be well into the new year, but I do think we need to talk about with our friends what we're going to leave behind in 2022.
Listen, 2022 was a strange one for me. It wasn't at all, but a lot of people said it felt a little bit strange, and actually I guess it kind of did. It went weirdly slowly quick, just like this year's going, and it was just like, I don't know, I felt like last year was a little bit like that Kylie Jenner moment of, I think it's a year of me and my friends just realizing things.
Yeah. And it was also kind of, despite like a lot of like world things going on, it kind of felt like a filler episode for me in the sense that I was just getting by and just doing the, like, what needed to be
That's exactly it. Yeah.
But I did kind of form, I guess because of that, I kind of formed like a few bad habits that I kind of want to leave behind. What are you looking at?
My phone, the notification came up.
So I thought you were looking behind me then. Can you imagine there's a man behind me and he's just like staring behind me?
So James, did you know there's a... Beyond your shoulder.
There's a horrible murderer behind you.
James, don't look into the eclats, but there's a man behind you.
Well, listen, Robert, let's start with you. Is there anything that you're leaving behind?
Well, let me go on to that, Chase.
Yeah.
When you mentioned that it kind of felt like a filler episode and we're kind of just getting by throughout the year, I really do blame myself for that because I felt so unorganized throughout the whole year. I didn't plan anything. The only thing I planned was like a holiday, you know, that I had dead set timings for. I didn't plan my content. I didn't plan my weeks. I really just kind of like swam through the year just being like, I'll do this today. So I think what I'm leaving behind in 2020, whatever the year was it
22.
See, I didn't even know its name. That's how quick it went. I feel like I didn't know who he was. I want to leave behind disorganization.
Oh my God.
You know what? Let me tell you something. Go on.
Go ahead. No, sorry. I was just going to say that's literally my first point as well.
Right, you know when, like, you're younger and you literally used to play, like, job, right? Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, oh my god, if I, all I ever want is a diary and actually have a use for it.
Yeah, yeah.
All I want is an organizational diary and actually have a use for it.
Yes.
All this stationery. Yes. Now I do have a use for it and I don't do anything.
Same.
I want to plan my weeks. I want to plan something else. I want to make sure I do certain things. And, you know, whether it's to do with our job, like, post content on a certain day, post this many, you know, YouTube shorts a week. I feel like I've been swimming through last year and being like, yeah, I'll just do tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it kind of felt like I've been, haven't really been helping myself in terms of realizing things. No, in terms of like, you know what I mean? Like
no,
getting
I know
by.
What you mean.
I just help myself.
I would say like the phrase to sum up last year for me was the bare minimum. Every day,
absolutely.
Every single day,
every
like you
day.
Say, doing what I needed to do. Work got a little bit crazy towards the end of the year because that's when everybody wants to sponsor you.
Right.
But then other than that, it was just like, oh, yeah, I'll just do that. Every single month of last year, I was like, next week, I'll dedicate day to filming TikToks.
Yeah.
Did I ever do that? No.
No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely
I've
not.
Started off like organizing myself a little bit more. To my left right here, I have a whole separate camera set up now for my TikToks. So I have a little monitor on its side so I can see it, you know, like phone thing.
Send me the link to that monitor because I need a second.
Oh, it's
monitor.
Just a shitty one from Amazon. I'll show it
That's
to you.
That's what I need.
It's just
yeah.
You know the little ones we used to have when we first started filming, like the tiny ones?
One
just
those.
One of them.
Okay, cool.
And I got like a little light that sits on the top of it. I'm just ready to do it. And just dedicate myself, you know?
Yeah, I think that's the thing as well. We were so, like, almost resentful of TikTok because we felt like we had to do it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we just really weren't in the mood to do it. And now we're doing shorts, like YouTube shorts. I am actually kind of enjoying making these, like, videos about all the little things
what?
I want to talk about, but can't quite put into a whole video. So
I've been enjoying TikTok, quite a lot. Not in terms of the content, because the content pisses me off. But when I post content and interacting with people, it's been a really fun time. I've been trying to post, like, daily or 5 days a week, and it's been good. It's been nice.
My first point was poor workflow disorganization.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing is like I've now got like a schedule stuck to my computer so I can see it. I've planned, I dedicate, you know, one day to a certain thing. Do I always stick to it? No. Have I already failed? Yes, but I'm not. But I'm rejigging rather than putting stuff off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
We're only in February.
Let's, you know, we've got plenty of times for Aesop's Fables. No, what's it called? Where you make a promise
Aesop's
at the end of the year?
Fables.
Resolutions. That's it. my next one is to read more books. No, it's not at all. No, it's not. I want to be a little bit more poignant. No, pinpoint to the point about so very specific when it comes to content. Now, one thing I'm leaving behind, right, is obsession with sunscreen. There was, I don't know how much skincare content you watch, but last year.
None.
It felt like last year, every single skincare influencer was trying to make sunscreen their thing. And literally everyone had like a phrase like, you know, put on sunscreen or I'll kill you. Make sure you're wearing sunscreen today. Have you put on your sunscreen?
Yeah.
Good morning to only those wearing sunscreen. It's like, oh my gosh, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like we've now got an obsession as important as sunscreen is. Like you can go outside and have a good time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, let's all calm down. Let's all stop, like, you know, battering people with this constant sunscreen. Because sunscreen can get expensive too, and you have to be able to use a lot. I think influencers forget that we have constant sunscreen to use because it's always been sent to us.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
But if it's a never-ending thing, yeah.
Yeah, if I was back on in my, like, retail job, I wouldn't be buying a bottle of sunscreen every couple of weeks to a month.
Oh, my God. I don't think I did. I think I used to, like, get something from my kit or something from work that has sunscreen in it. And that would be it, you know, or a little sample pot of something.
And just like kind of had that as it. But, you know, it's not just sunscreen. I think it's the constant obsession with a particular product and like kind of battering your personal favorites into everyone and thinking that that's everyone's thing to do and that they should do.
Yes.
True. Everybody wants to have their thing that people come back to them for. Do you know what I mean? Like, whether it's, you know, you don't use whatever you use this or like retinols. Right. And it's honestly just exhausting. It's like, can we just all like, let's, as much as, you know, like the TikTok community right now is kind of reverting back to what we call like early beauty YouTube days. It's like we're watching TikTok kind of do what YouTube did in the space of like 2 years.
You know what? Just hold on to that thought. Have you ever seen that episode of Futurama where they get in a time machine and they go all the way, they miss the point they go to, so they have to go all the way forward so far that the world starts again and exactly the same repeats itself.
They
miss the point again, so they have to go. TikTok reminds me of that, the rapidness of going back around and exactly the same things happening, but at rapid speed, you know what I mean?
Yeah, continue. I kind of want to go back to that for YouTube. Not that kind of beauty community, but back to the days where we were just doing nice reviews. You know, we were like just doing nice routines, talking about an array of things. And you know, obviously I like doing commentary stuff, but I just feel like things are being rammed down my throat all the time. And whenever I watch somebody, I don't watch a lot of skincare content, I'll be honest, but when I watch certain like beauty creators, I always feel like they're trying to like convince me into doing something I already know I don't want to do.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So, and I think I do that too.
No, I get exactly what you mean. I think I do the same thing.
Like, it must be exhausting to watch as like just a subscriber. As like, I will die for toners. Like, I will die on that hill. But as the kids say, but you know, I just want to enjoy watching content again. And I honestly don't think I do at the moment.
Yeah.
Like my favorite content at the moment is when people don't talk.
Yeah. So there's a makeup artist on Instagram. Her at is KAIXGLAM. Mm-hmm. And she creates these incredible like looks. She's an incredible artist. And she put up something on her Instagram stories. And she said, why do no creators make tutorials anymore? And I messaged back and I was like, as depressing as it is, nobody watches them. Like, we get a lot of requests. Can you see me? We get a lot of requests to do tutorials. Like, I get so many. And then when you put them up, they actually really underperform. And as creators, we have to bear in mind that the performance of our content is what makes us money. So we need to remember that, you know, we need to put something out that people are actually going to consume. But you know what I want to leave behind in 2022 is not doing tutorials. Even if I put it out as an extra video or something else, I would like you said, getting back to those olden days of YouTube where it's like, you know what? I just want to listen to somebody talk through their makeup. I am so tired. I have to be honest. This week, I've become so tired of the beauty space on social media that I just came into my room and cleaned it, and I watched The Sweet Life of Zach and Chrissy, you know, Raw Beauty Chrissy's other YouTube channel.
Yeah, I love that channel. I love watching them. And it was just,
it was her husband talking about seeds, and I was like, this is the perfect emotional getaway from the beauty community for just a second. Because, oh my God, the beauty community know how to make people tired of them.
Yes.
Like, they know how to exhaust their audience, like, better than anyone. So I think just going back to those things of like, because I do make a lot of, that wasn't me farting, that was a product. Just in case.
All right, why does it smell like egg then?
We're not even in the same room.
Yeah, but no one knows that.
No, I know. What was I saying?
I can't remember.
Because
you farted.
Because I farted.
Tutorials, going back to those days.
Going back to those days, I just want to see somebody, I don't know, do their makeup and talk it through.
It's nice you know to kind of like do your makeup and watch them at the same time, or when you're getting ready, have that kind of stuff on and seeing something.
And
like,
we get these kind of very quick tutorials at the moment, but what happens is everybody jumps on the same kind of tutorial. So we get like a TikTok, and they're not called tutorials anymore, they're called trends. You know what I mean? Oh, it's trending. Doing this is trending, but nobody explains anything. So I think I want to watch more tutorials to make, you know, I don't know. I just think it's nicer to see that kind of content.
Well, there's that thing, isn't there, that I think has always made channels to perform well and give them longevity, which is to post something that you know will go viral, something that you know will get the views, something that will educate, something that won't necessarily get the views, and something that won't get the views but people will always search for, then like evergreen content. So like you know, like those tutorials fall under one of those, and it, you know, even though you don't get many views, it helps towards the longevity of a channel kind of thing.
And I say don't get many views, but it's, you know, it's a lot more views than I used to get when I had no views.
30,
you know what I mean?
40,000 like or something.
Exactly,
right?
Which is still great in comparison to like 100,000, which is still really good, actually.
Well, that actually leads on to my final point, is keeping up with trends. And I say this because I fucking can't.
Yeah.
And I think that's why TikTok...
Because it changes every week.
It changes every week. And I think that's why we stayed with TikTok for so long, because the constant trends and the constant having to, like, dispel certain things and the constant... Not we don't have to, but we choose to do it. But, you know, the constant, like, what's this? Oh, here's a new term for something. Here's who's this, here's that. It's like, it's so... Like, I'm just tired of it. And there's... In my head, I'm always like, okay, so TikTok is saying this week. I need to talk about this to kind of... put my spin on it or have my say on it, and it's just like shit. It's like a shit trend that no one really cares about.
Yeah,
and in the long run, no one's going to care about it next week. So why am I bothering with it this week? You know,
exactly. It's so true.
And it's just kind of boring. Like you said, like I think especially with the beauty community, it's exhausting to watch as a viewer, not as an influencer, but. You like beauty content creators know how to exhaust their audience because it's constant. There's this feeling of like you can't keep up, even if you know you're well versed in what's going on in skincare and makeup. It's just like it's just too much. It's so exhausting.
Yeah,
it's so exhausting. But I also think
that's like this. Sorry, go on.
No, I don't know when this podcast's coming out, but I have a video coming up saying trends I'm not taking part in this year. And it's just this constant making up of trends that haven't even been forecast by a trend forecaster. So they're not taking into, you know, consideration what's selling, you know, what new inventions are coming up or whatever, you know, how they trend things. It's literally like what went viral on TikTok and what's somebody's next iteration of that and how can they go viral from that. So it's like it's just like made up shit. It's not gonna be a trend. Well, it will be.
No.
But for like a week, and then you'll see for a million people making their version of the same thing, and it's
exactly.
Exhausting.
And then it gets boring.
It gets so boring.
Okay, here's my last one for this year. Right. I don't even know. I don't even know if this is a good one.
Just say because it. What's in your heart?
What's in your heart? I think it's really good to be on the ball with what brands are doing, what other content creators are doing and stuff like that. And I'm not talking about trends. I'm talking more about them personally. Mm. And I always have this like, what's the word? Deep need to protect viewers from online, you know, content creators and the bullshit they see online. But I think I'm just going to take it easy.
Yeah, I forgot to take it
in. I'll still say things. I can still point things out and disagree with things, but I'm not going to go as hard as I used to with, like, you know.
Well, I think that's like because that. You'll be forever doing it. I think when we first started like doing it, it was like, you know, this new thing's coming in and occasionally there's the weirdest trend or this stupid kind of like hack or whatever.
Right.
But now, like we're saying, it's a constant cycle of like, we actually can't keep up.
This is the thing, right? Everybody knows about, I mean, we're recording this in the beginning of February, the whole situation that happened recently with a content creator lying about a mascara. If you don't know, just Google content creator lying about mascara. Here's the deal. We have both been saying about TikTok since the beginning of TikTok's, you know, thing. We've both been saying people lie on there. People use filters. People do this and that. Nothing changes.
No.
Nothing's going to change. So until then, we can be the best we can be at what we do. This is why I've got a new camera set up. I said in a video recently, if your job is to create content and you get paid money for it full time, then why are you not investing money into making your TikTok content better, for example, like your camera? And I can't say that and then carry on filming on my phone. So that's why I set up a whole camera. I'm going to make my content visible all my pores, everything like that, and upload the highest quality I can onto TikTok, and I'll let everybody else do what they need to do. But if people want to see a high quality, they can come to me, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is as well is, I don't want to discuss the mascara gate because I'm so fucking bored of it.
I'm so over it.
Oh my God. It's just, the thing is, people have been doing this all the time. Where's the same? I'm not saying it's, you know, we should be ignoring it, but people constantly, like there's a guy on TikTok who does skincare content who always uses a really heavy filter in paid ads.
Yeah.
Why is no one dragging them to that level? Like there are so many other people who do this, but I think when there's one big influencer, people like to make an example of that, but we'll completely ignore
the rest. We've always said, people like to bring big influencers down. They're always looking for a thing. And I mean, sometimes it's deserved, sometimes it's not. But,
right. You know. And then, but then, you know, the other side of this, when people are like, oh, thank God so-and-so is coming back, who I won't say, because they always did honest reviews. Their reviews weren't necessarily honest. Just because a review is bad, it doesn't make it honest. But you also have to look at other intentions that they have. Just because they're doing truthful in quotations review, do they have their own makeup and skincare brand that they're plugging? Do they have deals? Do they have ownership in other companies that they're plugging over that brand? They benefit from talking down about certain products so that their products benefit. So, like, I think...
I mean, people always say there was this whole issue. Do you remember? A whole issue where people were being paid to give negative reviews on other brands. So it's not always... It's always as clear and pure and simple as you think.
Gonna be there. Right, listen, let's round it up because, God, that's a lot.
Let's say, right, let's all look at each other in the face right now, whoever you're with, even if they're not listening to the same thing you're listening to.
Just
if you're
on
public transport with headphones, and turn to the person next to, stare them in the eye and say, I'm just going to take it easy this year. Not in like that. I'm going to do things for myself.
Yeah.
This is the year of me and my friends and Kylie Jenner realizing things.
Yeah. Look,
and we're
look
just
to
gonna
your left. And say, I'm gonna do this for me.
Me. Yeah, that's it. I'm gonna do this for me. That's the theme of this year. 2020, whatever.
2023. You don't know what year it is, do you? You've made several mistakes.
Listen,
with the year.
I've been busy. I haven't been paying attention. Who needs to know the days of a week and the year when you're busy? Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Do you know what I mean? Well, listen. Why not go check out our joint channel? You probably already
do
have,
that.
To be honest. And you can follow me, James_S_Welsh, on most social media.
Yeah, and you can find me, Robert Welsh, on most social media, or Robert WLSH. You'll find me somewhere. I have a link tree.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.